Optimism versus fear, two emotions that hampered Wall Street all day. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 13th day of October. Thanks for being here. In other news, a change in the UAW strategy moving forward. Some Medicare news for you today. Think open enrollment. What? Wait a minute. Best Buy says goodbye to movies? We'll share that story. Speaking of movies, what's the latest in the actor strike? We'll tell you. Also, a movie chain wants to start a union, and we'll tell you why that is. We've got the Wall Street Report and Amazon Prime Day. It was large, like very large. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines, Friday the 13th at that. Black cats, anybody? Yikes. Hey, you want to reach us on Twitter, now known as X? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. On Friday, opposing emotions were happening on Wall Street, and the markets ended the day mixed. On the optimistic side, investors were focused on big bank profits, which often were higher than expected. For example, J.P. Morgan profits rose by 35%. However, CEO Jamie Dimon is concerned that geopolitics and inaction by the U.S. government will be a major problem moving forward. On the fear side of things, are not one but two wars, and investors are watching as a ground offensive by Israel seems to be a sure thing as that nation continues to press the terrorist organization Hamas. The numbers from Friday, coming at you in just a bit. Well, it has been the practice of the UAW to call for strikes on Fridays. However, the international president, Sean Fain, now says that future strikes against the big three automakers will happen at any time and without warning. In a video message to workers, Fain said, "We will be calling out plants when we need to, where we need to, with little notice. We're not sticking to one pattern or one system of giving these companies an extra hour or an extra day. They know what needs to happen, and they know how to get it done." The strike started out with one assembly plant from each company. The union later added 38 parts warehouses at GM and Stellantis, and then one assembly factory each from Ford and GM. The UAW then made a surprise move on Wednesday, escalating the strikes by adding a huge Ford pickup truck and SUV plant in Kentucky. About 33,700 workers are on strike against the companies. Analysts say parts supply companies, especially smaller ones without a lot of cash reserves, will be squeezed as the strike goes on. Open enrollment for Medicare happens this weekend. The Associated Press is reporting that during the enrollment period, which ends on December 7, people will have the opportunity to choose between traditional Medicare and privately run Medicare Advantage plans in their area, as well as prescription drug plans. But research shows that most people don't bother shopping. The nonprofit KFF analyzed a national survey of people with Medicare and found that only about a third compared their coverage options during a recent enrollment period. The average Medicare beneficiary could choose from 43 Medicare Advantage plans for this past year, or more than double the choices that were available back in 2018. We don't yet, however, have a number for next year. After this year's open enrollment window ends in December, people will be able to switch to another Medicare Advantage plan or opt for traditional Medicare during the second enrollment period from January 1st to March 31. Well, Best Buy seems to be going the way of Blockbuster. Remember them? The AP is reporting that Best Buy is saying goodbye to movie watching with physical discs. The consumer electronics retailer plans to phase out its DVD and Blu-ray sales by early next year, with physical movings set to be sold in stores and online as they are today through the holidays. Video games? Not impacted. So what's the story? In an emailed response, Best Buy said, quote, "To state the obvious, the way we watch movies and TV shows is much different today than it was decades ago. Making this change gives us more space and opportunity to bring consumers new and innovative tech for them to explore, discover, and enjoy." End quote. So there you have it. In yet more labor news, Fran Drescher, the president of the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, says she is baffled as to why Hollywood studios have broken off talks with the union. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers announced that they had suspended contract negotiations, saying the gap between the two sides was too great to make continuing worth it, and they characterized their offer as good as the one that recently ended the writer's strike. Drescher told the Associated Press in an interview that she did not understand why negotiations collapsed, but that her union's resolve has not weakened. This next week will mark the longest strike period in the history of that union. Two summer blockbusters, Barbie and Oppenheimer, collectively known as Barbieheimer, was great for theater traffic as consumers showed up in mass. However, for workers at these theaters, it was a nightmare, so much so that workers at Alamo Drafthouse in Manhattan are high on creating a union. Citing exhaustion due to understaffing, dozens at the Manhattan Theater decided it was time to form this union. Alamo employees worked with the United Auto Workers Local 2179 and voted to unionize with nearly two-thirds in favor. They join Alamo employees at the Brooklyn Theater, who voted last month to also become part of Local 2179. An Alamo spokesperson said the company would decline to comment. Well, it was a mixed bag on Friday as the Dow was the only major index to close in the green. The blue chips gained a scant 39 points to close at 33,670, while the NASDAQ fell by 166 points to end the session and the week at 13,407. The S&P 500 fell by 21 points to close at 4,327. The Dow and the S&P 500 posted weekly gains as the Israel-Gaza war appears to escalate. Treasury yields fell, with the 10-year Treasury rate retreating to 4.628% on Friday, snapping a five-week yield climb. West Texas Intermediate crude gained big time, up by $4.81 to close at $87.72 a barrel. And yes, you can thank the Middle East war. And finally, there is this, and this is about consumers who say they are feeling the economic pinch, but then spent plenty during Amazon's Prime Day event. Amazon's second fall Prime event outpaced last year's as Prime members snapped up more than 150 million items from independent sellers. That was a 50% increase from last year. While sales figures were not supplied, Amazon said the results marked a strong start to the holiday shopping season. Consumers appeared to be less interested in big-ticket items, opting instead for protein shakes, Amazon basic batteries, and liquid IV hydration packets. What? What in the world is that? Online spending for the holiday season is expected to climb 4.8% to $221.8 billion, according to Adobe. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. A reminder that we are back on Sunday, noon Central, and only on News Talk 1540, KXEL. And yes, we do stream. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.